This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back to hour two. Special thank you. I'm Fred Penny with Denise Dirks and Todd Keenan. Our producer is Cal Hunter. This is Radio Law Talk. You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855 Law Radio.
Cal's showing Instagram. Off the guns.
Is he really?
Was yeah, he was showing off, the, wow. the, giving us the gun show there.
Well, the music just makes me want to do, you know, do the.
You know what they call? You know what they call flexing the biceps the gun show?
Why?
Because you're bearing arms.
But I'm bummed.
Oh.
Why it's not? The gun right. show.
Well, you know what? I want to do this at the beginning of this
Denise
hour.
Denise is looking at me like, oh, brother.
Yes.
I got two more hours of these bad
Boys
jokes.
Boys are weird.
Boys are weird. You got it, Denise. You know what? I want to thank our listeners. We have so many good listeners out there. And I was just kind of thinking about this. We're in Minnesota. We're in Nevada. We're in California. We're in Texas. We're on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Wait. Hold on. This just in.
Boys are weird.
Okay. Just wanted to.
Are we live in Minnesota?
Yes, I think we are.
I think we are. I don't remember. I can't remember. And by the way,
we're on.
We started Chico,
California. Cal, what's the call letter?
KPAY, 1290 AM, Sunday nights. I believe we're on there at 7 PM, I believe.
Something like that.
We're on satellite now. Talk about the new satellite.
I don't know. You know what?
It's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And they're going to run us from noon to 3.
Oh, no. That is the...
XDS? Is that what it is?
No, that is... By the way, just to be confused, we have a lot going on, and we can't keep up with all the stuff. And that's a good thing. I mean, because we're supposed to be in Chicago as of last week, and we might even be on in Chicago.
I don't know. We just don't know.
I don't know when we're going to be on in Chicago, but I know they told us it's on their schedule for, I believe now two stations in Chicago are going to pick us up. But it's really complicated. You don't realize this radio thing. You know, they've got to shift this show and put that show on. And did I tell you, Cal? I haven't told you this, Cal. I've had two requests from two different radio stations that they said, please go 3x5. For those of you who don't know what 3x5 is,
is
5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And they want us, and they want to put us on 9 to noon against another person. And I'm not going to say who this is.
You're not going to say.
Don't say the word. Another very powerful person. But the reason is, why would you ever want to go against these powerful radio people?
Because he's all political.
We're not.
And we're not.
And we're fun, and we talk about the law, and we are entertainers first. Lawyer second.
You know, we're not going to say who we're up against, but in the spirit of football season, if you're going to have a successful football offense, you got to be good in the run, you got to be good in passing, and you have to be good in the rush.
Boys are weird. Yeah,
the rushing
and the passing
game,
too.
The rushing game has to be very good.
That's exactly right. So, but anyway,
not that we want to awaken a sleeping giant.
No.
I don't want to poke that giant.
Let me tell you right now, if that giant even knew we existed,
that would be something.
We're doing well. Exactly. All right. So those of you who are out there and are hearing us, if we're not on stations, a lot of people are listening to us on, you know, live on our radio. You can go right to our website and listen to us live at RadioLawTalk.com. Call your local station and say, can you pick up Radio Law Talk for me? And that would really help us. But we do have more and more stations picking us up. But again, it all comes back to the very, very beginning. And we do have, you know, KBLF, Crack up in near Red Bluff, Redding. But the most important one is still... And our love is the Amargosa Valley.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I love the Amargosa Valley. They care for us. They are our original small little market. It's near Las Vegas, Nevada, by the way.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
And that is our favorite place. And I wish we could put a studio out there and hang out. But this hour, we're going to talk about some. We're going to go into, by the way, Bill Cosby. Yep, it's coming back again. It's circling around. Is being sued by his lawyers for not paying his legal bills. And I'm not going to say poor Bill. I'm not painting him political side, but talk about a guy that has just been beat to the ground.
Just keep kicking him.
He's down on his leg,
he's
for sure.
He's down, and they're kicking, and everyone's kicking the guy. Here's a guy that was the epitome of a wonderful minority man that made it out of the hood and did a great job. And again, I'm not – everyone's like, oh, you're on his side. No, I'm not. I'm telling you still, there are good things about Bill Cosby that he did in this world. But the point is it's almost like, boy, when you're down, you're down. But he's getting kicked by his attorney who's suing him for legal fees. So we're going to talk about that later on. And then we're going to talk again about Bob Ross' air freshener lawsuit, the Kavanaugh hearings, Kevin Garnett being sued by his accountant. And I know we've got a number of other things
we've
going to talk about.
We've got to talk about Burning Man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How can I miss the Burning Man? We are talking about Burning Man. I've got it right here on my list to talk about Burning Man. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. The latest arrests. There's been 43 arrests at Burning Man so far. And I guess there's another week left, but it's like the – It's called a play a day, or they stay just like people that stay a little extra,
right?
The embers of the afterglow.
Yeah, the afterglow. Whatever. We're going to talk about the arrests and the rules and the lawsuits that may or may not occur because of this, and we have a lot of fun with that. We're going to discuss that, and then third hour we're going to talk. We're going to have case or no case. We're not going to do it this time. Remember, some of you are listening to this live, and some stations are. Not listening to it live, it's taped. But here's the deal. I received some emails, a number of emails and tweets from, I don't think they're tweets, a lot of emails from people commenting about a lot of the stuff we were talking about. And thank you very much for doing that. You can do it throughout the whole week. We checked our emails and our Twitter, Instagram throughout the week. So if you have a comment, do it throughout the week. Or if you want to say, hey, can you talk about this? No problem.
That's right. We really invite you to do that because we like to know what our listeners want to hear about.
You know, that happened a couple of shows ago. We got a call from somebody who was listening to us on the Armed Forces Radio Network and asked if we could maybe look at more cases under the, was it the Uniform Code of Military Justice?
UCMJ.
UCMJ.
Right.
And, you know, obviously that's not an area of law that any of us practice in, but we do know how to research. So, if you're listening on the Armed Forces Radio Network and want to tweet in something of interest using the UCMJ, we'd be happy to research that and
address it
on the show to see if it's, you know, something that...
Or if you have an idea for a case or no case, you can send that to info@radiolawtalk.com, and that goes directly to Cal.
Right.
None of us see it, allegedly.
Well, that's what they claim. Fred just gave me the look, like, yeah, send it there.
I think it comes to me. Yes. But I won't tell them that.
If Fred goes on an unbelievable win streak,
exactly,
we'll know something is up.
Did I tell you that I see all Cal's stuff on the computer? You know that, right?
Yeah.
I have the keys to the studio.
By the way, Cal, we've been reviewing your browser history. We need to.
There's nothing there of which I need to be ashamed.
You know a guy by the name of Cohen or something? You hanging out with him too, or?
He's just a friend of mine. I just slip a little information to him. It's no big deal.
Hey, you guys heard about Papadopoulos, right?
Tell us. Let's talk about that. Really
not, yeah. Not to be confused with Papa John.
No, Papadopoulos.
same thing.
Yes. Papa John Pizza?
Now I got it.
Okay, all right.
Who is that? Who
there
is
was
that
a delay.
Those jokes are what they call a way homer, because you don't get them until you're on your way home.
Okay.
Kudos if you know what movie that comes from.
No, we don't.
I don't.
Tell us who this person is, though.
So he worked on, he was the foreign, foreign advisor, sorry.
Yes.
For the Trump team during the elections. And he lied to the FBI about...
Quite a handsome man, by the way.
He is, and he's got a beautiful...
Beautiful girlfriend, wife. Yeah.
I think they just got married. But he ended up pleading guilty to lying to the FBI because he lied about, you know, something that was easy to be proven. And for some reason, his attorney said that the reason he lied was because... We got to go.
We'll be right back.
He lied because we have to go. We'll explain that later.
We'll come back.
There's your team.
Heartbreak.
Radio Law Talk continues in a moment.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
11 and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Eva Marie smoked 12,000 packs of cigarettes over 15 years. She quit, and now there's a new lung cancer screening that could save her life. You stopped smoking, now start screening. No matter how much you smoked, early detection could save you. Talk to your doctor or learn more at savedbythescan.org.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
We were just talking during the break, and we're going to talk more about Papadopoulos.
Yeah, well, let's finish up that. What were you saying? Now, why did he
Well, okay, so he admitted to, he actually pled guilty
yes.
to lying to the FBI, so it didn't go through a trial. But he had met up with a Russian person and tried to set up some things backseat between Trump and Putin. And, you know, there's allegations going all over the place. But he did lie about this one meeting. And he ended up bragging to an, I think it was an ambassador from Austria. Not Austria, Australia.
Austria. Put another shrimp on the Barbie. Where does that come from? What's the movie?
Shrimp on the Barbie?
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber. He goes in and some. He pulls up. And, okay, I'm digressing, and this is very important.
It
he
is.
He pulls up in the limo, and he's trying to pick up on this beautiful lady sitting there, and he jumps in the back seat of the limo, and he's the limo driver, by the way, and he parks like he's pulling up to pick someone up, and then he rolls the window down, and he's, how are you? Where are you from? She says, Austria. And he goes, oh, put another shrimp on the Barbie. And she says, let's not. All right, there we go.
Okay, well, and anyway, this guilty plea comes out of the Mueller
right.
Investigation, and he was ordered to pay $9,500 in fees, and he got 14 days in jail for this plea, which was pretty light. In my opinion, I thought it was a light sentence, because another person that had pled guilty to lying to the FBI had actually gotten 30 days.
Guess what? What's that tell you about going into politics, guys? The three
just
of us have
stay
agreed.
Out of
stay out of politics. Do not be a politician.
This,
oh my God!
This guy, look, he's a younger guy. Okay, so he's only in his 20s.
Is he only in his 20s?
Yeah, he's a younger guy,
yeah,
and he was caught up. It appears by the glamour of being involved in something big. It says here he was a foreign policy advisor on the 2016 campaign. Very, very remote outside policy advisor. I think the claim is he never actually had a meeting ever with Trump, but he talked to somebody who talked to folks or did whatever. And so he's got this. He was invited to go and lecture over in England. And it didn't really ever stop to think about, why is somebody asking me to go lecture in England on something? Got over there.
I remember this.
And then somebody over there who gave the invite told him, and this is what started allegedly the investigation, told him, hey, do you remember that story about the Russians have 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton's? And he said, yes, I do remember that. And then right after he was meeting, he met up with the Australian ambassador in a bar. By this time, he was drunk.
Yeah.
And
quote, heavy drinking.
And referenced the 33,000 emails that he had just been reminded of by somebody else.
That they had on Clinton.
And
right.
That was used as the basis, one of the bases in the FISA warrant and to start the investigation for collusion. And when asked about it later on, he said, no, I never said anything about 33,000 emails.
No,
and they had it.
He actually said that, or his attorney argued
he's
that.
He's a legend. And the reason we're saying that, I'm going to interrupt, because Todd, we've discussed this before.
Yes.
Just because you plead doesn't, it's like, okay, I'm going to take something because I don't know what's going to happen.
It doesn't, but it's significant
right.
what he pled to. And,
right.
And we'll get to that in just
okay,
a second. I want you to finish up your point, Denise.
Yeah, my point is the attorney argued that the reason he had lied to the FBI is because Trump himself called this investigation a witch hunt. So he thought it was okay to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's kind of, and there he did have meetings with Trump and Jeff Sessions and Paul Manafort. And he brought the idea up of Putin and Trump having a meeting. Jeff Sessions said he nixed the idea. So then the allegation is that Trump shook his head and was into it.
Well,
so that's what the allegations are.
Allegations, right.
Exactly.
And here's
so.
The best part, the most important part. A night of, quote, heavy drinking.
Yeah.
Therefore, as my opinion is, and I don't drink alcohol, stop drinking. Stop drinking and don't go into politics. You're going to be fine.
So,
right?
So
that's the moral of my story.
So talk about what Fred talked about, allegations,
yeah.
And what happened was there are two pleas that you can make. Well, there are three pleas that you can make. One is not guilty, and that gets the whole process started. But if you end up convicted of something and not as a result of a jury trial, And arguably, even if it's as a result of a jury trial, which is what Manafort is in, he can say, yeah, you can find me guilty all you want. I'm still maintaining I didn't do it. Okay. But if you are facing liability for an offense, there are two ways that you can plead to face the music. One is by pleading not guilty, and the other is by pleading no contest. If you plead no contest, or one is by pleading guilty, and one is by pleading guilty, and the other is by pleading no contest. If you plead no contest, what you are in essence saying is, for tactical reasons, I am not going to fight this. We've worked out a deal. I'm satisfied with that deal. I understand that if we took it to trial and I lost, it could be much worse for me and all of that. And so I'm going to go ahead and take the deal that you've got, and I'm going to go ahead and say, no contest, go ahead and sentence me. And the judge will look at you and say, you understand that for purposes of court proceedings, I'm going to interpret your no contest plea as a guilty plea. So for purposes of sentencing, it's just like a guilty plea, but after the sentencing proceeding is done, nobody can use that and say, you admitted guilt because you pled no contest. No, that's why I pled no contest.
Exactly.
But here's the thing that I wonder, though, but and you know this better than Denise and I. Do prosecutors say, "Okay, no, I'm not gonna do a plea deal with you because you're pleading no contest. You have to plead guilty."
There are times.
See,
when
that's where I step in, and I don't like that.
Well, there's good reason for it too. Sometimes,
yes.
Like Todd was discussing earlier about drug diversion programs,
right?
Or alcohol diversion programs,
or even a theft diversion program.
Exactly, you have to admit to the bad conduct to really go into those programs.
Right, right. Yeah. But sometimes people just don't want. They have no choice. They think they're going to lose, even though they truly believe they're not guilty.
Deck stacked against me,
but. The prosecutor says, too bad, you have to plead guilty.
I think that is very rare. It's normally a diversion, and we can maybe talk about this a little later.
We're going to talk about Burning Man and Bill Cosby when we come back. We'll be right back.
Stay with us, guys, and tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United States is recalling its top diplomats in the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, and Panama over those countries' decisions to no longer recognize Taiwan. Washington has expressed concern over the rising number of countries that have cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan in favor of China. Like most other countries, Washington does not have diplomatic relations with Taipei, but is the Democratic Island's main arms supplier and strongest international backer. Four members of a California family are facing 59 counts of human trafficking, rape, and labor abuse after a year-long investigation into a Bay Area senior care business. Investigators say workers at the care centers were held against their will and not paid minimum wage. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says workers were physically and psychologically abused.
They slept on the floors and in garages. They were locked outside sometimes in the rain when the owners were not home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Those of you who catch us on hour number one, we were talking about Johnny Depp and his lawsuits with his lawyers and his management. We also a segue into the second hour. Bill Cosby is being sued by his former lawyer for $50,000 of unpaid legal fees, and this is interesting to note that. They're trying to claim that he didn't pay his legal fees for an attorney by the name of Samuel Silver from August 2017 through February. That would be February, I would assume, 2018. What's interesting is they're claiming, well, and then on Cosby's side, Cosby's claiming, well, we didn't say we're not going to pay it. We're just questioning, we have a disagreement over the legal fees charged. Mm-hmm. And that, Denise... And you and I, that's not unusual.
No, that's not unusual.
To say, okay, wait a minute. You billed me for a court appearance, and then it says here Wendy's afterwards. You know, I mean, I've even had lawyers I've hired, and I'm a contingency lawyer, so I don't do the billables. But I even review my attorneys that I hire, their billables, and there's times they just, oh, yeah, you're right. That's and it, the vast majority of time, everyone's like, yeah, right. It's just it's a counting mistake. You have a billing department, and they make mistakes. And so what Bill Cosby's now lawyer is saying is there's just agreement over the amount of fees charged and whether or not some of them should be applied or shouldn't be applied. So apparently they're not getting along. And
right, and Cosby had offered to go to resolve this through mediation.
Right.
And in California, for example, if there's an attorney fee dispute, you're required to take it to arbitration. It doesn't have to be binding arbitration, but you have to give notice to your client, I'm going to file suit, and then the client can request the arbitration. And it's a fee arbitration. In California.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say I'll bet this fee agreement was in writing, unlike Johnny Depp's lawyers.
That's right. This one was
in writing.
Yeah.
Which raises the question, I know that there are many people who have an occasional encounter with a lawyer, but not very often. And then when they get the bill, they go, what?
Yeah.
Because isn't the fee agreement kind of like the disclaimer on Google Docs? I mean, isn't it kind of complicated? How carefully do you go over that? If someone comes into you and says, Fred had an accident, blah, 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 how do they really know for what they're going to be charged? How does that work?
Yes, Denise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In your fee agreement, you should have what you're doing, so what the scope of your employment is. You should also have, if you do a retainer, what that amount is. You should have all of the people in your office who bills. You should have their rates put out in there. You should also notify. This is by state law. You have to give them notice if you have malpractice insurance or if you don't have malpractice insurance.
Right.
And you also cannot guarantee results. And so that's some kind of a disclaimer in there about that. And then in my fee agreements, I say, if you dispute any of the bills, please do so within 10 days. And that's important because we do, I put monies into a trust account, and then I transfer monies from the trust account to pay for the bills.
Sure.
And if they dispute it within 10 days, if I made a mistake, then I can fix it. You know, it's something that needs to be done month by month if there's problems.
And that's what the attorneys that are suing Bill Cosby are trying to say. They are actually saying, my understanding, and this is Associated Press talking about this, they're trying to say, well, wait a minute. Why are you saying now that you're disputing the bills? You had the time earlier and you didn't.
Exactly. So he is disputing the bills now, but he didn't do them each month
like
they had probably had in their fee agreement.
Which we don't know.
Just to follow up on Cal's question a little bit. So everything that Denise had said, that's in my fee agreement too, and I would imagine this is the same with Denise. You had mentioned Google Docs. So it's one thing to have those things in your fee agreement, but what if it's buried in like 1,000 pages of fee agreements?
That's my question.
My fee agreements are pretty simple. It's not that hard to find them. I don't use complicated language. I think that the fee is talked about on the first page of the agreement, so you know what my hourly rate is. If it's an hourly rate, sometimes it's just a flat rate for the whole thing on a DUI or something like that. But you know what my hourly rate is. You know what I'm going to charge for. You know what it specifically does not cover. And it's spelled out pretty easily for me, at least, for the client to understand.
But you did say a magic word. You did say retainer, and I don't know that I would
know
that would be.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Retainer.
Some attorneys just, they don't take a retainer. Retainer is when the client pays you money up front, and then it secures you as their attorney. And then I personally, in my office, don't do non-refundable retainers. Some people, especially in criminal law, they do non-refundable retainers. $5,000 if I do this, and if you are found not guilty, you don't get anything left over, whatever. But the retainers are money to secure the employment of the attorney.
Then do they go against services rendered later, or is that just a whole separate cost?
No. In my office, I bill against that retainer. So as I bill and I send out the bill to the clients, then I can transfer the monies that I've earned or spent cost-wise in the matter. But some attorneys don't do that. I mean, it's just me. I like that process better because I feel that I satisfy what I need to satisfy ethically for billing purposes. And there's been big changes, guys, in the rules of professional conduct.
Yes.
And you have to have trust cards now.
Yep.
So
have to have what card?
Trust card. So if you put money into trust, each client has to have its own separate card and accounting. And so that's something that's really important to note now.
So the trust account is a general account, but each client then has a notice like it was their own savings account or trust account within your
Correct.
Within your general trust, is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct. Okay. And it's a specialized account because the interest earned on that account doesn't go to us or to our clients.
State.
It goes to the state bar and helps fund disciplinary actions.
You know, this whole thing reminds me.
Oh, the people are really happy that
yes.
Oh, they're sure they're thrilled about it.
Yeah, oh, there's my money and it's going to the state bar. Great. There you go, lawyers.
Yeah, not too happy about that.
This whole thing reminds me of the joke about the guy who died. And he goes up to the pearly gates. He's a lawyer, and he's very upset. When he gets up to the pearly gates, he goes to St. Peter, and he says, I was not supposed to die. I was taken too early. I'm in the prime of my life. I'm in peak physical condition. I'm only 41 years old. And St. Peter stops and goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on a second. Wait, you're only 41 years old? And he goes, yes. St. Peter says, hold on just a minute, and goes into the back. There's some ruffling of papers, and he comes back, and he says, you said you were only 41. The lawyer says, yes, I did. He says, well, according to your billable hours, you were 97.
Heard that before.
Yes.
Good joke, though. That was a good joke.
Yeah, it's always fun to poke fun at yourself, right?
I could never be 97 based on my billable hours.
Let me tell you what happened to me this past week. Went to a certain supermarket to buy some groceries. Listen here. You guys are all going to love this. As I pull in, and I'm not thinking about what's going on this past week. Past week as in, like, it was on, I think, on Tuesday. And I roll in, and in this parking rolls in this bus. This bus was like a Greyhound bus, painted all green and covered in dust. And I'm like, is this a band? And it really wasn't an old piece of junk. It was a nice bus. And I pull up, and I sit to get out, and I'm with my son-in-law, Seth, who was our former call screener. Now he's a lawyer. He's not a call screener.
Too cool for us.
Too cool for us. He's a law clerk. He was a call screener. I'm a lawyer. I don't call screen anymore. I'm too big for you. Okay. So
is that what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's why we have no call screener today. Anyway, and all of a sudden all these people pour out. They're all dirty and dusty, and I don't think there's anyone over 25. And it was the Burning Man people, and they all sat around this parking lot when I came out, and they were eating their lunch. It was like a congregation of Burning Man in the parking lot of a supermarket because I think they went in to get some groceries and stuff. And you should. I'm sorry. I wanted to take a picture of them. Now we took a picture of the bus. If you go to our Twitter account, you can see the bus. And by the way, it's cleaner on that side than the other side because the other side had some names on it, and we didn't want to get it. And I wanted to take pictures of the people, but I'm telling you, Seth said no. Let's not do that. And I said stop the car. I want to walk up to this group of probably 14 of them sitting in a circle. Singing kumbayas with their dreads. And I wanted to say, can I take a picture of you and put you on my radio show? He goes, no, don't do that. And he kept driving me. Unfortunately, I really was going to do that. But the Burning Man people are done. They're back. There's 43 arrests. Now, the majority of the arrests, and we're going to talk more about it when we come back, but the majority of the arrests were just, no big deal, just trafficking of drugs and drugs, no big deal.
Oh, is that all?
That's all. So we'll talk about some of the arrests and some of the laws and the do's and don'ts of Burning Man. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Plus thousand people,
but
not
all of them had motorized vehicles or even bicycles or horses. Many of them were just walking around and, you know, peace, love, and dope.
All right, and let's also, two domestic battery cases, and several involving obstruction of police of a police officer. So, the the interesting. I don't know where this quote was. I wish I could.
I love this quote.
I know. Denise, tell the quote. I don't know where it's coming from. I wish I could just say, you know, who. This is from the Reno Gazette, quotes this. So.
Yeah, he says, people are still leaving the playa and recovering this week from a week of partying.
Keep going. Then he said.
Yeah, whoever Alan is. Yeah. He said that the likelihood of more arrests in the coming week is certain. They are trying to orient themselves and coming to terms with reality. Well, so reality is setting in.
Oh, I got to leave and go work.
Now, listen to this. And here's the interesting thing, because I clicked on one of the links in that article that you read. These were the drugs that were seized, the top seven class and the amounts total that were seized, that were seized here. The number one drug was 818.5 grams of magic mushrooms. All total.
800 grams?
818.5 grams.
That's a lot of mushrooms, of all the seizing
that went on there.
Yeah.
Number two, again, this is in Nevada.
Okay, Nevada.
639 grams of good old marijuana.
Nothing. Nowadays, what do they arrest on marijuana nowadays?
No, it's a felony still.
And because it's on federal land.
That's true.
So, all right.
Good point.
Okay.
Even though Nevada is, have they passed the marijuana law?
They do have that. Remember, we did. There was the crisis because there wasn't enough marijuana to. But again, a lot of Burning Man stuff's held on federal land.
No, that's what I'm saying. So federally, it's still
federally,
illegal.
Okay, keep going. Okay. So the next one, the third most. 336.25 grams of ecstasy.
Well, we kind of know what they're doing.
Yes.
What? Okay, can you guys explain that to me? I grew up in Penryn.
So mushrooms, marijuana, and ecstasy were the top three, followed by number four, 231.85 grams of cocaine.
People are still doing cocaine?
Yes, and then number five, and I would have thought this would be higher given Burning Man. Number five, 217 tabs of LSD. And then coming in at six and seven were ketamine and methamphetamine. The methamphetamine, this is interesting, only 13.5 grams of methamphetamine. You compare that amount to the number of people that were burning at Burning Man. There's clearly, given the subject matter and everything, a drug of choice there. And it was the mind-altering mushrooms, marijuana, ecstasy, LSD. LSD came in at number five because they measure that in tabs, not grams.
Right.
So it's not the same measurement that they have here.
Get ready for that little tidbit, that little thing you just did. What is that called?
The magic sound?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
I'm a Burning Man, man. Give me some LSD. Oh, yeah. I see things. Yeah.
So given... Now, let's...
Wasn't there a death last year from the guy running into the
fire? I think so.
Fire?
He ran into the fire. He might have been on number five.
or he wanted to just be a Burning Man.
That's right. Now, here's the thing.
It's reality.
Yeah, exactly.
I almost spit my water out.
Now, let's think about this. Let's take the mushrooms. 818.
They're called shrooms.
818.5 grams of shrooms that were seized. Now,
but they don't say what type, so they're just lumping them all in. They didn't say Liberty Caps or they're,
Wait a minute. I was like, what's the difference? She knows exactly.
I know exactly the difference. I'm a cop. I'm a former narcotics officer's daughter.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the heck?
But here's the thing that I want to point out.
What?
Here's the thing I want to point out. That's the number that was seized.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Not the amount that was there. You know, the amount that was there was much higher than what was seized.
Wait, did you say, you didn't just say what you said. Did you say much higher? I'm just wondering if you said that. I just didn't.
I may have said that.
I may have said that.
So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Because of all that,
I really understand why this Alan guy said they're trying to orient themselves and coming to terms with reality.
Well, of course they are. They're sitting in the parking lot of a supermarket all eaten out. They literally were sitting in the parking. They weren't like sitting in chairs. They were sitting on the ground in the parking lot. It's like, excuse me, can I get my grocery cart around you here? By the way, you smell.
And they were probably starving.
They probably, actually, the bus was a pretty nice bus. Go to the Twitter, Radio Law Talk. Go look at our Twitter. Go look at it, you guys.
That might have been a corporate.
There's the picture of the bus. Those of you who are in the bus that are probably listening to us now, not, go take a tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855 Law Radio. And I bet you someone, if it's my friends that are listening, they'll probably do a prank.
I was saying, maybe that's a corporate bus or something, Fred, where it was just a bunch of people from a company. Because a lot of companies use that as their retreat.
Did you see that? It's a nice one. But then I drove by and looked at it closely. There was a lot of curtains on it. I'm like, okay. All right, let's talk about the do's or don'ts.
That's what I was going to say. Exactly that. Because there's a lot of rules and regulations that come with Burning Man, right?
I like the number one do's or don't. I mean, the number one do or don't is do's and don't porta potties. If it wasn't made by your body, don't put it in the potty. I love that. What is this article we're reading? What's this article from?
This is called Rules and Regulations, and it's from the website
survival.burningman.org. That's exactly right. So if it wasn't made by your body, don't put it in the potty. Can we use that as our new Radio Law Talk jingle?
I think I'll make a promo.
Make a promo. Here, let me say it. Wait, get ready, Cal. We're going to record this live.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to say it. Get ready to record.
Three,
here it is.
3, 2, 1, go.
If it wasn't made by your body, don't put it in the potty.
Todd, say it, please.
Todd, say it.
All right, 3, 2, 1. If it wasn't made by your body, don't put it in the potty.
Denise?
3, 2, 1. If it wasn't made by your body, don't put it in the potty.
I think Denise.
Oh. Cal, your turn.
I think Denise needs to do hers in Latin.
Cal, your turn.
I would beat to my children. Hey, kids. If it wasn't made in your body, don't put it in the potty.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, so what we're going to do, Cal, at the end of the show, you're going to tee that up. And during the break, I want you to have that. I know you're busy during the break, but let's tee it up.
One of my family members had a little sign over the toilet that said, "If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat."
And my favorite is in the gas station in Nevada, "We aim to please. You aim too, please."
Oh, Radio Law Talk has the best.
The one I liked was going over to my friend's house to swim, and in the water closet where you change next to the pool, it said, "Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no pee in it. Let's keep it that way."
I like my friend's boat that had a sign that says, "This boat doesn't." What does he say? "This boat doesn't run on plea." I mean, no. "This boat doesn't run on thank you. It runs on gas." Nice.
Really quickly, on this one do's and don'ts, I like in the middle here where it's talking about what not to put in the potty.
Yeah.
It also talks about what not to put on the playa, which is out there where you're walking around. And it says, do not, I'm just going to sanitize it, do not do number one or number two on the playa. So
you can say the word. Do not defecate or urinate on the playa.
On the playa. It's illegal and unpleasant for everyone. So do your business where it needs to be done, but nothing more.
And we got a lot more, Denise. We're going to talk about a whole bunch more of do's or don'ts with Burning Man. We'll be right back and talk. This is fun. I love Burning Man.
So we're starting our third hour. Stay with us, folks, and we will be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.